I'm at the Science Museum at the Remembering Leo event, which recalls the extraordinary contribution made by the world's first business computer, Leo, back in the 1950s, a computer built for the Lions organisation, which ran tea shops, which older listeners will remember. And with me is Frank Land. Just sum up for us, Frank, what your role in this was and what the importance of it was.
I joined the Leo team, which was a very small team, in 1952, having worked in Lions in their accounts offices. My role was, first of all, as a trainee programmer, systems analyst, but primarily, as I grew in experience, helping customers, that is either other companies or Lions departments, assess how they might use computers for their business processes, and then helping the companies and the departments to put those systems onto computers in a successful, productive way.
And just tell us what Leo looked like.
Leo at the time was a huge, occupied a full, large room, full of cupboards which contained electronic units. It had a control desk with oscilloscopes where you could actually single step your way through programs and see what a program was doing. God help us. The main thing is it was organized in a way that operators could handle it. Didn't have to have specialist engineers or specialist programmers to do it. People could be trained as operators and run the jobs.
But in some sense, you were inventing the whole world of business computing.
We were inventing a whole world. Everything we did was new. Computers had never been used in that way before. Businesses had never tried to use computers to do their business processes.
Simple jobs like counting how many buns had been sold in Lyons corner shops.
That was relatively straightforward. But making sense of that and seeing what the significance of that was in terms of that of their trading and their bottom line was much more important. So what we were doing is we were doing the standard accounting, which accounting machines can do, but adding to that management information and a sophisticated analysis of what was actually happening. And that was really the importance. Lions were already very efficient at the way they did things. This added a new level to that efficiency. So they were able to operate. The senior managers had knowledge about what was happening very, very rapidly. At the end of the day, they would know what their trading position was. But also they got this management information and they could ask questions. What would happen if we changed the recipe for Swiss rolls? What would the impact on cost if we changed that? What might be the impact on sales? So all sorts of sophisticated questions, which would normally take a long, long time to work out, and perhaps they wouldn't even dare ask because they couldn't work it out.
And finally, this is a celebration, really, of a great British invention. Is it rather sad that the industry didn't go on to dominate the new world of computing?
I think it's tragic that so much of what we had learned was lost. In saying that, I'm perhaps exaggerating, because members of the Leo team had subsequent careers all over the world, which spread some of that message. So one of the people here today is Peter Herman, who became director of British Airways and introduced one of the world's leading reservation systems using a team primarily drawn from ex-Leo personnel. And I can give examples of that, countless examples of that. Paul Dixon, who became head of computing at Massey Ferguson. John Gosden, who became an advisor to at the White House to the Americans on how to use computers and was head of computing at Equitable Life. So at that level, we were a university teaching the world how to do things.
Frank Land, thank you very much. So an important moment in the history of computing. It's 60 years since Leo first started doing business computing.